From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences his fifth message in a series dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 7 and 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is referring to the natural condition of every person born into this world. In an earlier chapter of Romans, Paul makes the issue clear, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As Dr. Cairns will point out, of all the religions in the world, only the religion of the Bible goes to the root of what is wrong with the human race. Only the Bible takes sin seriously. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce a message entitled, Total Depravity. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Psalm 74 and verse 17. Thou hast made summer and winter. My soul, begin this wintry month with thy God. The cold snows and the piercing winds all remind thee that he keeps his covenant with day and night, and tend to assure thee that he will also keep that glorious covenant which he has made with thee in the person of Christ Jesus. He who is true to his word in the revolutions of the seasons of this poor, sin-polluted world will not prove unfaithful in his dealings with his own well-beloved Son. Winter in the soul is by no means a comfortable season, and if it be upon thee just now, it will be very painful to thee. But there is this comfort, namely, that the Lord makes it. He sends the sharp blast of adversity to nip the buds of expectation. He scatters the hoar frost like ashes over the once verdant meadows of our joy. He casts forth his ice like morsels, freezing the streams of our delight. He does it all. He is the great winter king, and rules in the realms of frost, and therefore thou canst not murmur. Losses, crosses, heaviness, sickness, poverty, and a thousand other ills are of the Lord's sending, and come to us with a wise design. Frosts kill noxious insects, and put a bound to raging diseases. They break up the clods and sweeten the soil. Oh, that such good results would always follow our winters of affliction! How we prize the fire just now! How pleasant is its cheerful glow! Let us in the same manner prize our Lord, who is the constant source of warmth and comfort in every time of trouble. Let us draw nigh to him, and in him find joy and peace in believing. Let us wrap ourselves in the warm garments of his promises, and go forth to labors which befit the season. For it were ill to be as the sluggard who will not plough by reason of the cold, for he shall beg in summer, and have nothing.
Each planet, each flower,
Here in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
We will be turning back to Romans chapter 8 tonight. But first we're going to read in the book of Psalms. There's a lot of portions of Scripture I would like to read in preparation for Romans 8, but time forbids. Psalm number 14. The 14th Psalm. The Psalm commences talking about the fool. Unless you think that that is a description of some peculiar number of lost humanity, let me simply make the observation that scripturally the description here is of every man in his natural condition. Every man without Christ. It is a graceless person. And keep that in mind then as we read this 14th Psalm. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear. For God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his own name's sake. Returning to Romans chapter 8, to continue our studies through this chapter, we come to a couple of verses that most people, most Christians anyway, will have some passing knowledge of. Yet I doubt that very many really stop to consider the fullness of the message they bear. Verse 7 and verse 8 of Romans chapter 8. Because, and that because, of course, links us back into what has just been said in verse 6. To be carnally minded is death. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. To be carnally minded is death, we read in verse 6. And here's the reason. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The consequence, the deduction, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, Romans chapter 8 is best known, I think, for the verses that lie at the very beginning of the chapter and at the very end of the chapter, with just about everybody knowing, at least in part, a little verse that lies about 10 verses, 11 verses before the end. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Verse 28, all things work together for good. That's how most people quote that text. And of course, that's not what the text says. Maybe true philosophically, even theologically, ultimately, God is going to work everything for His own glory, so therefore all things are working together for good. But that's not what Paul wrote. Paul said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them which are the called according to His purpose. And he immediately launches in them to a glorious description of God's eternal electing, saving decree. And it's on that basis that he says all things are working together for good to those who are the called according to God's purpose. Then we know the verses at the end, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Those wonderful words of Paul's assurance that have been such a comfort to so many over the years. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8 is a chapter that for most people who know anything about it is fixed in their minds by one or more of these great and glorious texts. Now these are, in their full meaning, thrilling words. But they are not just words. They're a whole lot more than that. All the religions of the world have their fine words. All the religions of the world have words that hold out to men and women some sort of salvation, some sort of comfort, some sort of hope. But you see, Romans 8, in keeping with the whole Bible, goes a lot more and a lot further than that. These are not words of sloppy sentimentality. These are not words of mere blind hope. These are words of genuine and wonderful truth. You see, the Scriptures differ from every religion on earth in that they don't only say such, quote, nice things as these, but before they ever get to the statement of such great truth and comfort, they go to the root of the human problem. The Bible and the Bible alone takes sin seriously. No other book on earth really deals with sin. No other religion on earth really deals with sin. Even those that appear to deal with it, yet take a light view, and they do not deal with the depths of human wickedness. Now, Romans 8, therefore, in saying there's no condemnation, all things are working together for good for God's people. Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. In saying these comforting things, Romans 8 does not offer some slight or light remedy for human need. As I say, it takes sin very seriously, and it shows that unless God intervenes with a radical solution to the sins of man, then sin will ruin us eternally. As I pointed out, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded. The carnal mind, the mind of the flesh, is death. Now, I'm not going to go through what we studied in verse 6 again. But let me remind you, when it says the carnal mind, the language is describing the state of a soul outside of Christ. It's speaking of one whose mental and moral and spiritual horizons are determined by what the Bible here calls the flesh. In other words, this is a description of unfallen, or should I say fallen, unrenewed, unregenerate, unsanctified human nature. This is the state of every man, woman, and child coming into the world by natural generation. Because of our nature, not because of our environment, though it may exacerbate the situation, not because of lack of education, not because of lack of culture, not because of lack of money, all these may exacerbate the situation, but because of the nature with which we are born, we have a carnal mind. We mind the things of the flesh. And the sentence on unregenerate human nature is death. That's what God is saying. And our text gives the reason for that sentence. And as you understand the text tonight, you will come to understand that when God says death upon unconverted humanity, when God says the sentence is death upon the soul that is in the state of nature, that is not a harsh sentence. It's not an extreme sentence. It's not a sentence that's in any way disproportionate to the crime. When you read our text tonight, you find that God passes a sentence of death on unrenewed humanity, on sinners, because the natural and willful, and that's a very important adjective in there, the natural and willful state of their souls is a state of total depravity and of total spiritual inability. Now that's our subject for this evening. The total depravity and the complete spiritual inability of all men without Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.